To be real, it's really not that different. You know, it's your next game up. If you let the hype get to you, then I mean, that could be a factor of it. But I feel like it's important to make, you know, kind of not games the same, but I mean, you can't overhype it just because it's Monday Night Football. You got to do what you do, practice throughout the week, and just go out there and have fun.
You mentioned Seattle. How different is it? I mean, obviously, you know, we've all heard stories about the 12th man and the crowd noise. How different is that particular home field advantage for them?
I mean, it's a great advantage for them, man. The fans up there, you know, they're intense. But it's fun for me. You know, I like playing in intense environments. It's going to be, you know, pretty tough on the opposing, on our offense. You know, guys are going to be really loud. And but, I mean, we can practice with sound and stuff, but it's hard to duplicate that. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, it's an advantage for them, but it's fun for me as well. Though.
Talk about Russell. What kind of, you guys have played a lot of scrambling, mobile quarterbacks this year. This just adds to it.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, man. He's special in his own as far as the way how he scrambles. You know, he scrambles to make big plays, and he's made them over and over again. So that shows you that he has a trait, a knack of making big plays. One of the best arms in the league as well. So I mean, got a great group of receivers to throw to, some playmakers around him. So it's a tough challenge. We just got to be relentless in our pursuit, trying to get him.
Good.
Oh, man, it was awesome to see AC go out there and have that 6-sack performance. I mean, it's something that you might think, you know, it seemed unreal sometimes, you know, and he said the same thing. So it's awesome to go out there and see him have that performance, and I know he just wanted to continue to build off of it.
Grady, that win was nice Sunday, but you got to get some wins strung together.
Oh, without a doubt. Got to get some wins going, but we're just taking it week by week. I feel like that's the best way to go about our approach. Just focus on today, Thursday, like our Wednesday today, make the most out of it, and then just stack those days together so we can, you know, get on the streak here going. But we just focus on Seattle right now, trying to be the best we can be going into this game.
How do you game plan for Russell? You mentioned being relentless in your pursuit, but, I mean, is it a case where you know sometimes he might come back to you, you know, the old Barry Sanders rule, kind of contain, and then he might come back to you?
I mean, you got to prepare. You have to prepare. But, if you're being real about it, you know, sometimes some special players going to make their plays sometimes. But at the end of the day, we're not going to prepare in a way we're like, well, he's going to get this. We're going to do our best to put our best foot forward to try to slow him down in the run game, be disciplined in our run lanes, in the pass game as far as affecting the quarterback, get some sacks, get some hits. And so we're going to do the best we can as far as trying to affect him and have effect on the game.
Is there anything on tape that looks like a bigger challenge on his end than when you faced him last season?
He's a little more mobile this year. Last year he was a little nicked up, so they didn't run him as much. So, you know, he's definitely back 100, and you could tell in the way that he's playing, and it's been good for their team. But it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Grady, the George Jones coming down one day. Do you have a favorite memory from the time you got to play?
Man, I think my memory from there, favorite one, probably come back in college. We played LSU in the Chick-fil-A Bowl at the end of the season. I think I had like 2 sacks that game, and it was just a real, real memorable moment for me in that arena. So it's going to be, you know, sad to see it go down, but we got a real nice one that's standing right next to it, so it's going to be fun.